Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the Comedy Arcade, part friendly panel show, part vicious competition, where contestants fight with their best anecdotes on mystery topics generated through a trusty bingo ball. I'm Vix Layton, host of the show, spirit of the bingo balls, and games master. Points will be awarded for originality, amusement value, and my general caprice and mood on the day. The contestant with the most points at the end of the game wins, but their opponents will be granted a few cheat codes along the way, just to keep it interesting. Thank you for joining us for the Comedy Arcade. Playing with me today, playing with my balls today, we have musician, comedian, puppeteer, triple threat, Sam Rhodes.
Hello.
Hello. We have comedian, actor, writer, all-round brilliant dog owner, yeah. Lulu Popperwell.
You look really unsure of all those things apart from the dog owner.
I was like,
definitely owns a
no,
dog.
No, they were just like, what are the other things? I've been in this studio all day. Yeah. I don't know my own achievements at this point. And yeah, elegant, suave.
Wow.
comedian, very writer, well filmmaker, Joss Merrick.
I guess, yeah. Hello. Hi, everyone. Oh, sorry about that. That was terrible.
What was this?
I was flattered yeah. by the nice, what's a describing word? Adjectives. Adjective. And then I did that voice.
It was a bit children's TV, wasn't it?
Yeah,
I like to think that's your serious radio voice. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Today on the Frost Report, it's me, it's Jaws.
It's morning.
It's a voice that screams, I hate myself.
Yeah. I'm really unhappy being complimented.
Yeah. Before we started recording, I was musing on the fact that we can't seem to get off the getting around guests' names and into the game quicker than about 10 minutes. And we've done it again. so, yeah, without further ado, let's roll these balls.
Ooh, listen to that.
It's
that's
very
lovely.
Satisfying.
You should put 10 hours of that on YouTube. People would watch it.
Yeah. Ball moving to chill and relax to.
And it's ball number 26, which is horoscopes.
Oh, fuck yes.
Dear.
Lulu, come on. What's your opinion?
Okay, so the thing I've discovered about being a queer lady is that you have to believe in astrology. Like, no one tells you when you go in, it's not enough that I want to lick a clit. I've got to do Sky Maths as well.
Didn't you read the handbook?
My ex-girlfriend got me a book about being a Capricorn for Christmas, which she said was a joke, but then insisted that I read it. It's all bullshit, I personally believe.
What is a Capricorn supposed to be like?
So Capricorns are meant to be really independent and self-reliant, which is not true for me. Like, I am quite a quick laugh there. Okay. I'm just not. It just doesn't fit me. Like, I'm kind
of... You live on your own?
I have dog and my parents next door to me.
Oh, yeah. in a house next door or in the same home?
Technically got a different entrance.
Tim Burton, Helena Bonham Carter style. Yeah. Or
in a way, don't we all live on our own? I'm lonely, is what I'm saying. And, not independent. Kind of person at school, I had to have like someone with me every time I put a tampon in. So it was just
anyone?
Anyone available?
Just the PE teacher.
Honestly, I got it the first time. I love the company. Like, I couldn't be doing it solo. So yeah, not a Capricorn.
I actually believe in hairoscopes.
Okay.
You may notice I am particularly hairy. And this is because I believe
for the listeners,
I am hairy all the way top to bottom. If you try to wax me, it's like the Golden Gate Bridge, you know, by the time you've gone toe to nose, the toes have grown back. It's a nightmare. It takes ages. But I believe that the
Have you had cause to do that?
No, I've never waxed. I've been all right. I did my chest once as a joke and then it just grew back even thicker. And now I look like I'm hiding free Burt Reynolds in my jumper. But,
my mum used to tell me that. It's like, oh, don't shave your legs. They'll grow back thicker. Apparently it's just because they're blunt. They look thicker.
Yes.
It's not actually the girth of the hair.
Yeah.
Can I say the phrase, the toes have grown back, has a real hellish energy to it.
Yeah, I know. Like I just imagine actual toes, yeah, like bursting back through.
I've also just remembered what it is about the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yeah, because they have to paint it all the time.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. So I spent ages, the last like minute in my head being like, what is it
about the Golden Gate Bridge? That means it's covered in hair.
Red.
Red. I was thinking white.
It's shaving
red.
It all the time.
Yeah. And then I've remembered now.
It's a medical marvel.
Yeah, I like that. Sorry.
But yeah, I believe, you know, that my past life informs this life, and I was the cleverest caveman. And many of those genes have carried on through my lineage. And the hairier you are, the better you are at having a good relationship and money and all sorts of things. Especially if it, because in the 70s, there was the hairy wave, wasn't there, where only hairy men were successful. And that was the last peak.
I think it was just all men.
Yeah.
It continues to be.
Yeah. Men were hairier.
They were hairier in the 70s, weren't they, men?
That's Brian Eno started balding in the,
that
in the
is
70s.
True. Brian Eno
was successful.
A wave of change,
he's
though,
the
wasn't
outlier.
He? But successful saying that, he did wear very, very hairy coats.
He did.
To
he
make
did.
Up
And
for
he
it,
wore it as long as he could. It wasn't
That's exactly
there,
right. He had the old skullet going on, didn't he? The skull on the top, the mullet at the back.
Jos, what's your star sign?
I'm a Taurus.
Of course.
What does that mean?
Absolutely. Fuck bulls?
Yeah. I do, actually.
I did read that in a book I got for Christmas. Yeah.
I never really got into horoscopes, but I had a phase where I got very into energy channeling and spirulina. I was in love with a witch when I was about 24.
I'm giving you a point for that.
Yeah. And she told me that I could be a wizard if I wanted.
How old is she?
She was like...
Deathless.
I don't know.
Ageless, yes.
You can't age them. She said that she'd seen my comedy and said, you've got some magic and you can be a wizard
why,
too.
Why? Because like, you're not funny, but people were laughing. Yeah.
She said, there's something. She said, you've got a magic called soul and you can do the magic too if you want.
Oh, this
and
sounds
then the
like
next
Bollocks
day, the next day I listened to a Lou Reed album and the minute I finished listening to it, he died. So I thought, right, I've killed Lou
I've
Reed.
I've done some magic.
Okay.
And then I started doing energy channeling and eating spirulina. And then I went to a school reunion with all the cool kids from school. They'd invited me just out of like, I'll get him along. And I had no friends at school. I was like the nerd loser kid.
No.
Yeah, I know.
Would you
believe it? But they went out. They were very kind. They invited me along. And then they all, I guess, gave me an opportunity to try and reintegrate with them. And they said, what have you been up to? And I went, I'm just really into energy channeling at the moment. And I'm eating a lot of spirulina. And you guys should give it a go. I know it all sounds like chakras and that. But you should try it. And I've not heard from any of them since.
That is a classic Taurus thing to do.
Yeah. So. Right.
I used to date a witch and she had a book of practical magic. And
what?
I
opposed to what? There's slightly more like
theoretical magic.
You get like evil magic, don't you? And like slapstick magic.
Yeah.
Just to make people's ladders fall over. But she had this book and one of them was like how to fix a computer using magic was one of the chapters in the book. And it was, I'm not making this up, no word of a lie.
What you
were supposed to do is turn the computer off, unplug it, put a candle next to it, do a spell, turn it back on in the morning. Guess
that's
what?
Just turning it off and on again, but with something in the middle.
With a candle in the middle, that's exactly what it was. And it had a written incantation to fix computers in this book. It was amazing.
You still in touch?
Surprisingly, no.
No?
Shame.
Although I never have a broken computer, that's the good news.
It does. So you learned
we laugh, but it does work.
Do you always include the middle step?
I always include the middle step.
It sounds like an important step.
Yeah, you have to sacrifice a goat. It's pretty fucking tough because you've got to get hold of a goat. You know.
Unrelated, but she also had a candle making company.
Yeah.
And it's not.
Yeah.
I've somehow curated two people that have gone out with people with magical powers.
Yes.
What are the odds?
Well, if you were a goth as a teenager, I think going out with a girl with magical powers was part of the. That was kind of. They were the only girls who would date sort of hairy goth men, I think.
Oh, I never got together with the witch that I was.
Did you not?
Yeah, I just thought she was great, but it didn't work out.
Oh, that's a shame.
So you did all that and still.
Yeah, yeah. And then I stopped doing energy channeling after that.
Yeah.
And I thought, I'm just not going to believe in that stuff.
Like so many men. As soon as a woman wasn't interested in you doing it, you were like, ah,
I don't believe in that anymore. It's stupid.
Why am I even doing this?
I never even liked it.
I was just doing it for the cape. Yeah.
And I actually think Lou Reed just happened to die that day.
Yeah.
don't at me about that. I didn't kill Lou Reed.
Took you a long time to come to terms with that, didn't it?
Only just in that minute, just now, have I forgiven myself. It's fine.
Whenever you meet a Velvet Underground fan, you're just like, I'm so sorry.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's less comedy, more therapy. Right, let's go again with the balls. Unless anybody's got anything to add. That was a surprisingly fruitful category. We learned some stuff, didn't we? Right. Hen and stag weekends.
I've been through this on many occasions. I'm the only comedian, I think, going who's still got like laddie lad mates because I'm from South London.
What are you saying about all?
Well, I once was at a comedy show. And
Joss is very
you
masculine.
You think I don't have laddie lad mates? I'm always saying
Joss is my laddie lad mate.
Joss is your laddie lad mate.
Hey!
Hey, boy!
Hey.
Lulu, are you his laddie lad
right.
mate?
All right. Hey!
Geezer!
I've drunk a beer. Yeah! Yeah, I've drunk a beer.
I've punched.
You've punched.
I've witnessed a game of foot the ball.
I've seen it. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Some of his live gigs. Yeah, I've been to a football gig, yeah.
Do you do their little shanties? And yes, yeah.
Their little uniforms? Dancing,
yeah. No, I got numb.
I once did a show and I said, oh, I'm well hung over tonight. And they said, why? I said, well, I've been out on a stag do this weekend with my mates. And they went, oh, yeah, what's that like? And this other very middle class like male comedian was genuinely like, what do they talk about, your laddie friends? What do they say to each other? Are they mean to each other, Sam? Are they racist? I said, sometimes. And he was like, wow. Really, in 2020?
Just desperate to access some racism.
He was desperate to learn just what the other side, what happens south of the river, you know?
Stag parties don't make you racist. You come with built in if you're...
Yeah, if you're awful South London laddie lads. We did this stag do. It was a four-day affair, you know, because nowadays you can't do one that's just one
evening.
Yeah,
they're big.
They go on for fucking ever.
And there's an outfit you have to go for each day Budapest for women as well.
Exactly, like, yeah, you've got to do a whole...
Put off the wedding for as long as possible.
That's basically
it. Continues forever. Then.
And literally, my friends are the sort. I've got a mate who's called Mad Lewis. And Mad Lewis, his whole thing is that he is naked as soon as he has a chance to.
His whole thing is that he's actually very mentally unwell.
Yeah, it's a really insensitive name.
He's always writing in his own shit. It's a nightmare.
God.
So Mad Lewis, right? I don't know how he'd done it, but he was in charge of booking this place and he had booked a family-style Butlins thing. And they said to us, like, we don't know how you've managed to book this because we do not allow just groups of men. So you've got to behave, otherwise we're going to kick you out, right? So day one we get there and the first thing Lewis does is come into the place where we're all sort of staying, get completely naked and then climb in the shower with one of my other friends and go, oh, it's fine, we're on a sports team.
Oh, my God, so there was just somebody innocently showering.
Yeah.
He just got in there.
And poor old Aaron was, like, mentally a little bit damaged by this for the whole thing, I think. And then he started...
Do you now call him Mad Aaron?
Mad, yeah. he's gone from Sane Aaron to Mad Aaron now. It's spread through the stag do. And, we were drinking, like, dirty pints out of the kettle. That's step one.
What's a dirty... Oh, that's lots of different...
In the kettle.
You shit in the kettle and then you put booze on top of that.
Come on, Joss.
And you drink
You're a lad, sorry. You remember.
I've forgotten.
I thought it was lime scale related. I was like, oh, yeah, lime scale, that'd be horrible.
Yeah, just though. A really limey... really
limey
so laddy.
Really limey cup of tea.
Yeah. Oh, that needs cleaning.
Yeah,
it's an old tea bag.
Yeah,
where were you?
Butlins.
Yeah, so you were in an actual Butlins?
We were in an actual Butlins, like a camping Butlins in a family
chalet.
Was it
not like
bingo?
A Back to the 80s
go to the bingo?
Weekend?
Well,
I'll
tell you what I love the most. We got to go to the daytime entertainment for the kids. We were all absolutely drunk.
That's not in the spirit of what you promised the person when you checked in, by the way.
I'm really nervous that you're about to report a crime.
It might have been a bit crimey.
No, but
like my favourite thing is there was this big group of us and we were all getting drunk and having a great time and we were watching the children's entertainers and then you could see all the dads of the kids and they were all sitting there going,
where are their kids?
How's this happened? Why aren't I in that group, the fun group? How come I'm here watching Barney the Dinosaur at 4 in the afternoon? What's happened to my life? And you could see all of the dads looking really listfully at the group having a great time. Like, let me join you. Yeah. Let me run away with you.
I might posit that you were so drunk that you thought, yeah, they want to be one of us. Yeah, but what was actually happening was that they were sort of looking for security. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, stay away from my child.
They're like, where are their kids?
I think that was definitely a thought.
Count. You were like, hang on. No, this, yeah.
We went to Laser Quest that day and Mad Lewis, he said, oh, I don't want to be in a team with kids. And we were like, okay, well, so...
Yeah,
you wouldn't be
naked.
Placed in a team.
We was placed in a team with kids.
Really?
There was, yeah.
You don't stay in your group?
No, because it was two big teams, right?
Oh.
So Lewis, Mad Lewis, who's got no sense of anything, he just...
Feeling really bad for
he
Mad
needs
Lewis.
Help.
Do not... If you knew this guy, you wouldn't. You trust me.
He's got no sense of anything.
We were standing in this thing and we were drunk playing Laser Quest. And because he didn't want to be on a team with kids, he just went, my parole officer says I'm not allowed this close to children.
Oh, my God. That is so great.
Yeah, so then we got Laser Quest all to ourselves.
Oh, great.
And the funny thing was, it was true.
Yeah, it was true.
I mean, it sounds like it should be true if he was at risk of being naked.
He was mostly naked most of the time, yeah.
At Butlins. Just in general.
And he had a crossbow for some reason as well for most of it.
At Butlins.
Yeah. A real one.
It seemed pretty. It definitely fired.
I mean,
it killed
people, Joss.
Yeah. I know. He did. You know, he was doing rack clearance in between drinking sessions with the crossbow. Just take them out. Have that.
My brother's stag do was we just went to a pub garden and he downed a pint.
Oh,
was it
racy?
We thought we ought to do something, and I was supposed to be his best man, but I was like, I don't like stags. I'm not organising a big thing. And he said, I don't really want a big stag. And I don't know whether
was
that was
one of you lying though.
Yeah, both of you were lying.
I wonder whether he said that to remove the pressure, but actually expected me to organise something. And then what I organised was we sat in a little country pub garden and I said, just drink that pint, quit, and that'll do.
I think I'd rather that, though, than spend a long weekend with Mad Lewis and a crossbow.
Nice.
You know what I mean? That sounds nice.
Have you been to many stags or hens?
I've not. Weirdly, not that many. My friend's getting married. I don't get invited a lot because I don't drink, so I think there's this vibe.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with that rather than they don't want me to. I need to believe that.
You don't want to leave a witness. That's true, actually.
Yeah, that's true. But I did organise my sister's one, and she did not care for it.
Really? What did you organise?
I thought I put in loads of effort. We went for tea at some fancy-ass place. I fucking hated. We cooked a dinner. There were like little penis straws.
Great.
And
you need some of them.
Penis, other cupcakes, all the penis things.
Just penises they all, around.
They all come from the same factory, the penis straws.
Do they?
And the That's balls are weird.
Yes, yes.
the balls are skew if.
Yeah,
and also really odd.
Vainier than the dick.
So vainy.
Like, very weird.
Who's got balls vainier than their dick? That's is off.
Well, obviously the man who works
really
at the penis
weird.
Factory is trying to...
It's like those medieval drawings of cats where they're like, do you know what a cat looks like? Yeah, and they're like a monster. It's that, but for cops.
It's actually a nun owns that company and has no ideas, never ever seen one.
Guess.
And we did karaoke as well, but I was like, surprise, we're going to karaoke. And she was quite drunk and she was like, I hate karaoke.
Oh,
and
no.
I was like, oh, well, taxi's there, off you go.
What, did you not go with her?
I did for a bit, but then I left because her and her mates were all so smashed. I was like, right, bedtime for me.
You've done your job.
I've done my job.
I also forgot I once went to a stag do where we all dressed as wrestlers from the 80s, and then I played on stage with dressed as Macho Man Randy Savage. I played guitar with a band called Pigs.
I've heard of them.
They're very good. Yeah.
I don't think I'd know them, but I've heard
them.
Yeah,
they're very good.
Pigs six times?
Pigs times seven, yeah.
Oh, seven.
That's how they write down, yeah. But we were just, that's what we did because we were all like stoners. Well, we look like stoners. We're not actually stoners because drugs are expensive. You know what I mean? So we went to this stoner rock show and they saw us all dressed as wrestlers and they were like, can you play guitar? And I was like, yeah. So
oh my God, that was your moment.
It was great, I got to, I was in like Kerrang.
big day for
you. It was good. I enjoyed it a lot.
I mean, that's a nice story.
That
I like
is a nice,
it.
Well, that's why I didn't
it's
open
not all
that
bad
one.
News to stack in hand, is it? Next ball. New balls, please. All right, number one, inappropriate crushes.
New balls.
Have you got one? Too many?
No, I just saw a glint in Sam's eye that suggested he was going to... and it was going to be Mad Alan or whatever his name was called.
Yeah, new balls it is.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. I mean, you can tell the story anyway, but you can get no points.
Nah, it's fine. I want them points. I'm taking this serious. I'm only going to tell a story if it gets me points.
All right.
I'm not here to make friends. That's what people say, isn't it, when you're on a game?
No, I'm just here for the day out.
That's right. Yeah, it's nice just to see people.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, it's nice to not be in my flat.
Lovely bit of eye contact.
Almost done in a year.
talk to me about petty grievances then.
Oh, I'm enduring a petty grievance at the moment. This isn't...
Is this it?
No. Sorry, mate, that sounds terrible.
Is it self-indulgent vanity project?
No, I'm currently... I went during lockdown, I got into gardening and I made a garden. I planted a lot of stuff in April and then it grew. You know how gardens work. It grew over the course of
I've
summer.
Heard of it.
It got very big. Everything grew very big. I was very proud. And then in late August, early September, there was a big rainstorm and everything that had grown collapsed under its own weight.
Oh, no.
I took it very hard because that had been like my project during lockdown.
I can confirm. Joss sent me every time I said, how are you? He'd just go, garden.
Good. This has got a bit bigger today. Just obsessed.
Picture of the garden, not... Sorry, that requires some...
Yeah, that's worth clarifying. And then I probably could have fixed them. If I'd got canes involved and tied them back up, it could have been all right. But I was so sad that I ripped everything out of the ground and threw it in the bin and just killed my garden.
Like that guy who put his cake in the bin on Bake Off.
Yeah, I was just, I can't do it. This has made me too sad. And then I went to the fridge to see if there's anything I could eat to eat my feelings away and found a bar of Dairy Milk Honeycomb.
Okay.
It wasn't mine, but I ate it and I thought, I'll buy that back tomorrow. That particular brand of Dairy Milk was discontinued the day after.
No. Oh, shit.
You know what this is?
My housemate will now not let me...
It's a crunchy, though, isn't it?
It's
your energy channeling.
Yeah.
You had so much negative energy. You've channeled it into that chocolate.
Yeah.
And
then they went, this is
gone. This
is gone.
Sorry, to be clear, your petty grievance is at the rain.
No, I'm having a grievance held against me at the moment
because of that
chocolate that is now unavailable.
So, how long has this been going on?
About 3 months now. There's rumours that they might be bringing it back in 2021. So that's currently, everything's riding on that.
That's when your friendship can come back into play.
How is this grievance being exercised, though, in small ways?
Just whenever chocolate comes up, I get told off again.
Do you talk about chocolate often in your house?
There's not a lot to talk about anymore, is there? So every subject will come around again within a few days. They go, oh, great, we're on chocolate again.
Like a 12-hour cycle.
I am terrible because I ate that chocolate. So
that's mine. The thing you're not disclosing is that was his dad's chocolate he gave to him the day he was hit by a truck 20 years ago.
It really meant something.
Really was very important chocolate.
That.
It had it in handwriting on the packet, I love you, son.
This is cursed.
It's a cursed object.
Yeah, I try not to hold petty grievances, but I act in ways that mean I get them applied to me quite a lot.
You're other people.
Yeah,
Somewhere in an alternative universe.
I think mine might be the pettiest of all.
Go for it.
I spent my entire teenage life, up till now, probably being a big old nerd. I was always into like Games Workshop and Magic the Gathering and all of that nonsense.
No.
Oh, no.
Not
Imagine
you.
That. Imagine that, a hairy man in a Hawaiian shirt who enjoys
liked games
Magic
Workshop.
The Gathering, Games Workshop. What? And I literally had a falling out with my mate Jamie Johnson over the height of a wall. Because in Games Workshop, there's something called Line of Sight.
Oh, yeah.
And basically, you get additional armor if you're behind something. And he had these walls that he'd made himself. It was great making these walls because you got super high. Because what you'd do is you'd get polystyrene and you melt it with super glue. And then you could paint it so it either looked like a broken wall or a swamp.
And then you sprinkle sand on it, right? And paint the sand.
Pro tip. Yes, you've got it. That's exactly right. Yeah. So you can make swamps or walls or whatever. And basically, there was no official ruling on the height of a wall. It just said if half of the figure is covered, then they get an additional armour save.
Right.
And I literally, it got so heated, I had to just pack up all my army and go home.
Feels like a real deep dive into your psyche.
I was genuinely like, look, mate, It's only up to his knee. There's no way that's half of the model. Tape measure out. How high is the model? How high is the wall? That's not half. And he's like, it's nearly half. I'm having the half. And I said, well, what if his elbow's pointing out that like bit's down a little bit? And I've shot him in the elbow.
You're not over this.
I feel like this is the beginning of a film called Incels, The Origin Story.
It was very much like that, just two sweaty nerds in a basement arguing over the height
angry
of walls.
About nothing.
And like literally just would not concede. And
walls
he was
that you had made
wrong.
As well. Like,
yeah, he made that
these.
Wall. He knew just how tall that wall was.
Did you not want to just rip a bit of polystyrene off it and go, there?
There, look. Bloody armour save. I was well unhappy about it.
Did you make friends?
No.
Really?
Still not friends
was
to this
that
day.
That the end of the friendship?
That was it. I was like, we were buddies once.
Oh my God.
But over this, we're never speaking again, I'm afraid.
But how does that work for like the terrain? Did you bring your own or did you just have to write it off?
Oh my God, don't encourage him.
He has. Like... It's fun making terrain.
I'm sure it is.
That's why I like things like, I've never owned a model railway, but if I was like rich, I think things like model railway.
So I'm taking the piss out of you. I play D&D and I love that.
Exactly.
It's just easier to, you know,
exactly.
We're all friends shit on other people.
Yeah. I'm like a mainstream man now, aren't I? Everyone's into D&D and all that.
Yeah.
Back in the olden days, I used to get punched at school for reading Wolverine comics, and now the same guys who used to punch me are now like, oh, have you seen the new X-Men movie? It's fantastic. I'm like...
And then they punch you.
And then they punch me.
Because
I say, well, it's not as good as a comic, is it?
Wow.
Now I get punched.
That's not canon.
That's it. Get all upset about it. But yeah, that was the last time I ever fell out with anyone, I think.
That's not a bad batting average,
yeah,
though.
Good.
You're
doing
clearly
right.
Somebody, you know...
Well, the thing is, if I ever have like a disagreement with someone, I don't want to see them. I just don't ever speak to him again because it's 2020.
Yeah.
And you it's true though, isn't
Julie
it?
Julie Nutted.
One disagreement.
I just say, that's it.
Yeah. No second chance.
Yeah.
I say, do you want Chinese? They say, I'm having a curry. And then I never call them again. I say, no, I'm off.
No time.
Wow.
I've no time for that. I've no time for that negativity in my life. If I want a Chinese, I'm having a Chinese. And if I have to have it on my own, so be it.
That's a view. Lulu, any petty grievances?
My petty grievances, I mean, they're not... I don't think they're as specific as these guys. It's when people touch my dog without asking.
Oh,
so when
yeah.
people go in for
yeah,
the pat.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've taken to doing things like patting them on the head and then saying, oh, sorry, is that not what we were doing? Or saying, can I now touch your dog, even if they don't have one? But it's very, particularly during COVID, because like they can go and wash their hands. I have to wash a whole dog every time. It's like a real effort. And then actually the other day I was on the bus and a guy was trying to touch the dog. And I think he was a bit drunk. And I said, I'm really sorry, could you mind not? Like, it's because of COVID. And he suddenly turned to the whole bus who had not seen this interaction happen and went, this woman is being racist. he was white, which I think helped my case a bit.
Yeah.
I think people were like, all right, he's not quite right. But he was going around going, racist woman. Anyway, the bus was stuck in traffic. So I had to press the emergency.
God.
You know, you can open it manually.
Oh,
Yeah, just up above it.
Oh, that's a good shout. I might have some fun with that.
My mate used to love it.
You're getting a point.
Drivers.
That's just useful information.
Yeah, that's good.
Bus drivers hate it, mate. Trust me.
So yeah, you should always ask people if you can touch your dog.
I think I have touched your dog before
without consent.
But we know each other,
right?
It's strangers.
I completely agree.
And I might
have
asked the first time. I'm trying to remember.
No,
consent is not universal, Giles. You need to ask each time.
Right.
No,
you have
rolling consent to touch my dog.
I do.
If you can remember her name.
Dotty.
Well,
there we go. You get a point for
lovely
that. Remember it.
Touch my dog
lovely
as much as you
dog
like, mate.
Okay.
Wish
girl.
I said
wow
that. Please don't take away all my points.
I think extra, right?
Yeah, I know. I was like, yes. No, you don't get to see.
Yeah, no, I'm the same with you because my dogs are like my favourite thing in the world. And if anyone, especially when people put their hands right near their faces and they're like not ready for it, oh, that winds me up.
Yeah.
It is awful, isn't it? I know that's not funny. I'm just completely in agreement with you.
It doesn't have to be
that.
All gold. You know, that's what the edit's for.
That's what they call me, the all gold, golden road, they call me.
I think I do just stroke friends' dogs without... I never stroke strangers'
friends
dogs.
Is
no,
fine.
Friends, is,
I do
friends is fine.
That's allowed.
Stranger element. And also, if a stranger says no...
Oh, yeah, then you must.
Then, you don't then say that they're being racist.
Yeah.
No
means
no.
No means no.
I always say...
No, I'm totally...
I always say you can, but she does have rabies.
Yeah.
If you're fine with that, yes.
Yeah. So, you know, if you want to keep all your fingers, maybe don't.
Ooh.
Lovely. It's like a pebble beach.
It is. It's very therapeutic, isn't it? There's definitely something about it.
I do get a bit carried away. Right. Ball number 7, your biggest waste of money.
Mine's quite recent.
Okay. Was it all the stuff you bought for your garden?
that was a lot of money, actually.
Limited edition honeycomb berry milk.
It's everything that I've chosen to do this year as a specific result of lockdown has been, because I thought gardening, that would be the thing, and then ripped it all up and put it in the bin. And then recently I went to visit my mum, who lives in Hay-on-Wye in Wales. And Hay-on-Wye is a town that thrives on the secondhand book trade. It's all secondhand bookshops. And when I was a kid, I used to go there, and there was a particular brand of choose your own adventure books that they sold in Richard Booth's bookshop called Fighting Fantasy Game Books, written by the people who invented Games Workshop.
That's exactly correct.
And I used to, every time I went to Hay-on-Wye as a kid,
each other like,
if you say so, makes sense.
I'd buy one every time I went to Hay-on-Wye, and then I gave them all away just before I went to uni. Oh. And I've since found out that they're now worth a lot of money. Mm-hmm. I had about £700 worth of these things.
Who did you give them to? Can you get them back?
I took them to a charity shop. When I went to uni, I was like, surely I've outgrown those now. I don't need them anymore. Gave them away. And then when I was in Hay-on-Wye about a month ago, I got such a nostalgic pang for those books that I got home and researched job lots on eBay. Some of them are going for £2,000.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I didn't spend £2,000, but I bought 20 of them. I bought a lot of fighting
the first edition of Death Trap Dungeon is the one that's worth all the money, isn't it?
What's that worth?
That's number 2. I think that's worth about £2,500, just a single.
For one?
Yeah. Ooh. It's genuinely worth like a crazy amount of money, that
just
book.
Just watch Jod's heartbreak.
I did Death Trap Dungeon the other day, so I've got them now.
Not an original.
I've got some originals, and I've got some of the Wizard reprints from the mid-2000s.
Oh, nice.
And I've got one Scholastic reprint from 2015.
So how much did you spend?
I spent £100.
Okay.
That's not too bad.
Which is all right. Yeah. You can't afford the originals anymore, but you can get... I've
the
got
ones
a couple
that
of
you
originals.
Used to have?
Yeah.
I had a full bookshelf of them. I also had a VHS collection of horror movies, which all went in the skip. And some of those now, I occasionally see them popping up, and I just go...
So
annoyed with myself that I got rid of them, because I had the lot, you know. It was one of my big...
I had an original Death Trap Dungeon.
Did you?
The Greenspine one.
Yeah.
That's £2,000.
Yeah, it's worth a lot.
I feel like this has become a different podcast.
Yeah, sorry, this is now very dull. Anyway, I wasted a lot of money, and I've been playing through them over the last month, and they're not worth what I spent on them. Mm. I've had fun, but they're not worth
it. Shame.
Mm. I bought...
You could turn it into a Twitch show, though.
Somebody did say that, and then I thought, I can't do that, because I've spent all year talking about how, like, I don't feel like Twitch is for me. I've tried, and it doesn't seem to be the right kind of format for my idea. I can't then go, hey, guys, I'm playing Death Trap Dungeon live on Twitch on Saturday. I can't do that. People go, didn't you say you didn't like Twitch?
Did you know about Chainsaw Warrior as well?
No, what was that?
Chainsaw Warrior was a board game for one player.
Lonely boys.
Yeah, so if you've got Twitch, I think that'd be a winner.
Incels, the prequel.
It is incels. Because it's like, you want to play a board game, you haven't got any friends. You got to get Chainsaw Warrior and you can play it on your own.
I used to play Top Trumps against myself. I'd just take the top card... and then choose a category, and then take the other top card and see what they have.
This is a sad story.
I feel very sad. Like, I'm going to tell you my biggest waste of money, so we can move away from this. So when I was 18, I got a phone call saying, like, oh, congratulations, you've won this prize to go and have your photos taken. And I was really naive and stupid. And they were like, so it's just for a £50 deposit. And then, like, on the day, like, we'll do your hair and makeup and you get a photo shoot. And I also had, like, no interest in having my hair and makeup done whatsoever. But I was so pleased to have, quote unquote, won something that I gave them my mum's credit card. Yeah, because I did not have £50 when I was 18.
Yeah.
And I was spending it on drugs. And and then my mum, like, saw it and was like, what the fuck is this? So then I had to give the money to my mum. Never went to the photo shoot in the end.
No, that
really?
Is a waste of money.
No, because I'm
I was worried it
girl.
Was going to be worse than that. I was worried it turned out to be a scam and they took much more than 50. But you only lost the
They are scams.
I'm pretty sure it would have been, if I'd gone, it would have been like,
they then charged you for the photos.
So really, maybe I got away lightly, but I do just remember at that time, like, I'm very easily scammed. Like, I once put my credit card details into a porn site. Not even to watch watch porn, right? Because to my
just for fun.
My boyfriend at the time was very prudish, and there was this like hentai game on it. I was like, for fuck's sake, like get over it. So I was like, we're gonna play the game. Put right. in my card. Actually, this is probably my biggest waste of money. put in my debit card details. The game site like disappeared, and then I got a call from the bank being like, "We've just seen like £200 on a really unusual expenditure. What's happened?" So I was like, "Yeah, my car got stolen. I don't know. Like, please, I haven't seen it for a day." And it was so embarrassing. My friend Pierre said that I was like a 70-year-old who just discovered the internet for the first time.
Take all my money.
But it was all. I know it was stupid. It was just all. To prove a point to my partner. And I don't really know what the point was.
Did you manage to prove the point?
No, we didn't get to play the game.
Just the game doesn't exist. It's just to steal your money.
No, it's to steal my money. And he remains a prude.
Right. My biggest monetary expenditure that's a waste of money is I bought a wizard's cape at TK Maxx.
Of course.
Why is that a waste?
Because I wanted to do this character. I was going to do him on stage and he was going to be called Alan Salmonak.
Yeah, I get it.
But Sam, given everything you've told us so far, it feels like you could put it to other uses.
Yeah, well, I looked it up, right? Because I thought,
give it to Jaws so he can play Death Trap Dungeon on Twitch.
There we go. Yeah,
look the part.
But I looked it up and it was under unisex exercise equipment.
What?
Yeah. And I looked it up, and it's a fashion cape for exercising in, and it's literally one... You know, occasionally in TK Maxx, you'll get, like, proper designer stuff. Yeah. It's like 20 quid. It was one of those. It turned out this thing was, like, £350 worth of cape. So now I'm like, do I wear this to do a silly wizard character, or do I just sell it, or do I just give it away to someone who'd actually appreciate what it is? Because it is very nicely made.
You could probably wear it once without anyone knowing you'd done it, though.
Yeah. I didn't even know that, like, a cape that you wore after exercising was a thing. And no, I don't think it is a thing.
What is it? It cools.
That's
it
why
cools,
it was in TK Maxx. Yeah. It's not because it sold so well.
It's just, it's got a hood and, like, a long cape and a zip down the middle.
I'm desperate to see this.
I'm going
to
take a picture of it when I get home.
Practically, what the use of that would be after.
As an exercise.
When I looked it up on the website, it was all like women who'd been jogging.
Right.
And then they had a cape.
What website were you on?
It was called womeninandcapes.com. I put my credit card details
and it disappeared.
Yeah. Is it like the bougie version of those tinfoil blankets you get?
Pretty much, yeah. I think that's exactly what it was. It's just
so
a cape.
You got a very high cost
that's
item
not
for
a waste
very cheap.
Of money.
That's the opposite.
Yeah, you've got wrong here.
Well, it is a waste in that it's never been used.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yet.
That my Aunt Moorport police badge from. From Discworld, I have a police badge. It's a waste of money because, you know, it's not a real police badge. No one knows what it is.
You try to arrest people, but no one's buying it.
When that arrived in the post, I don't think I've ever been happier.
Again, not a waste of money. Like, it brought you joy. Unlike Joss's gun that you ripped up
Threw in the bin.
Or my non-existent porn game.
That's right.
Yeah, you really lost out, actually. Yeah. You got nothing from yours.
Yeah.
So I guess yours is the biggest waste.
Yeah. What I'm learning then is I'm actually very shrewd and good at spending money.
Yeah, you're a good businessman. That modelling scam thing does exist, though.
Yeah.
I went for al fresco dinner, because that's what you do now in COVID times, in this place in Soho, and they've got a model... We saw people coming in and out of it and doing really weird stuff. So a photographer would come out with somebody who was not... I'm sure they're lovely people, attractive in their own special way, but they didn't look like model material.
Hideous women.
Not just women.
That was very gendered of me.
They do a little bit of photography, and this poor woman was like all dressed in white, and she was sitting atop a drain on this Soho tree, really truculent.
But also, you know that she's been told she's won something special, but she's going to have to pay £400 for it.
Yeah. So I Googled it because I was obsessed. I was like, we stayed there way longer than we should have, because I was like, who's coming out next? Then like pushy mums going in with very young girls as well.
God.
And basically, they claim to be a modelling agency, and you pay them like £500, and they do you a professional shoot.
Oh, yeah.
Next to some dirty walls. They didn't even leave the street.
But also then, you get is the shoot. You then have to buy the photographs.
You have to buy the
photographs
separately. And you could pay another £200 to have them all on a CD-ROM.
Wow.
And website doesn't even look legit. I was like, who has paid money for these
people? Well, people don't even have CD.
Oh, that's it. Hi.
Well, you say that, though, because in Japan and China, they bus couples over for wedding photography in London, don't they?
Yeah.
And they pay an absolute fortune. And you see them just down Brick Lane or whatever.
Yeah.
Same thing round a little back alley. There's like a beautifully dressed kind of Japanese couple getting their wedding photography done in the rain. Yeah. And you're just like, I bet this has cost a fortune. You've just been ripped right off it.
I wondered what that was about. I've seen it, but I assumed it was some other type of scam.
No, so it's a big, big scam, yeah. I pay a
so they're being
for it.
Scammed. They're not the scammers.
No, they're being scammed.
Right. Well, we're on to the last ball.
Oh,
so we didn't even get told when we could play fruit machine.
Well, no, this is your time.
So we do your fruit machine now.
So if you wanted to fruit machine now, this would be the time. This is your only opportunity. Mm. You've played new balls, so you're not allowed to play. You can't fruit machine.
Oh, really?
I didn't realize you could only play one of the cards.
Well, you should have read the email.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Okay, no. Cards on the table.
Yeah, there are cards on
cards
the table.
Cards on the table.
You didn't stand them if you'd read it.
And that is a very witty retort, but I did read the email. I just didn't understand it because I'm stupid and I thought it was easier to say I hadn't read it than to admit my stupidity.
Oh, I see.
Okay.
But because it felt, you know, like in Friends when Jerry has to play Bamboozled?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like that's, I felt like very confused because I'm a simple lady.
You're not a simple
And I apologise, but I'm sad that I can't play any more cards.
Did you ever play that game at high school, Which Friend Are You? Because I was always Gunther.
Yeah. We all are, though, aren't we?
Yeah,
we're all like, which Gunther. Of the six? It's none of us. It's none of us. At best, we're Paul Rudd. He was my favourite.
He's
character.
Awful in that. Right.
I know, but I just love Paul Rudd.
What's this last
ball? You can do no wrong. You can
talk about Paul Rudd all day.
I could, but I shan't because this time is money, literally. Yeah. Mine that we're paying for the studio. Right. And it's ball number 10. It's Guilty Pleasures.
Mm. Aqua.
The band Aqua.
The band Aqua.
The colour.
Anything to do with Aqua. Love Aqua. Listen to them all the time.
Like, actually?
Yeah, really, like, really rate Aqua. Not their second album.
Which one was that? The Cartoon Heroes one?
Yeah, Aquarius.
Yeah.
But their first album, Aquarium. No,
we've done horoscopes.
And and their 2011 album, Megalomania. I think are fantastic.
They're amazing pieces of work, are they?
They're really good. Megalomania is one of the great comeback albums.
But that song from Sliding Doors, it was like, Barbie Girl, Dr. Jones, beautiful ballad, Turn Back Time.
Turn Back Time, yes. People forget about
flex.
Turn Back
yeah.
Time.
What a flex. That's a good one. Like, yeah.
They really had a lot of range. They did. Because it's like, everyone thinks that Aqua is bubblegum pop, but the 2011 album, Megalomania, has some sort of like Eurobeat dance.
I'm not getting on board with this. Like,
I don't know enough about genre to say what it is. It's not drum and bass, but like, it's Eurobeat.
It's not drum and bass.
It's not drum and bass.
It's quite adult. Like, we remember Aqua from our childhoods, but if you listen to the 2011 song, they say fuck.
Sam's not having any of this. Yeah, oh, because they're swearing. It's
in what context do they say fuck, Josh?
Lena says fuck me like a robot.
What would that look like?
I don't even know. But
he thinks about it.
What I'm saying is they didn't just stay in their like crystallized childhood.
They evolved.
They grew. They evolved. I don't know what they mean, but they're exploring adult themes through harsh.
This is my favorite
kind
of
gritty genres like Eurobeat or whatever it is they're doing,
or drum and bass, if
drum
it's
and
that.
Bass, or something like that,
drum and or bass.
Yeah, there's definitely some of those things.
Because I always say it's Goldie or Aqua. Yeah. They're the two when I'm thinking drum and bass.
They're really good. There was a guy that I met once every New Year's Eve, and he
would appear to you at midnight.
It was
when you were doing the energy thing.
Yeah, he just turned up, tell me what to do in my life. No, there's a particular group of friends that I do New Year's Eve with, and some of their extended friendship group, I would see them just on this New Year's Eve, and there was this guy Joe, and one New Year's Eve he told me that I should listen to Chic, because we were talking about music. I was telling him what I like. He told me what he liked, and so he said, I think you like Chic, you listen to Chic. And then a year later on New Year's Eve, I saw him again, and I went across the room and went, I need to talk to you because last year on New Year's Eve, you told me to listen to Chic, and I got into Chic this year, and they're fantastic. So thanks very much. And he went, okay. I've not been listening to any Aqua, I'm afraid. Forgotten. But a year before, apparently, I just spent New Year's Eve being like, you must listen to Aqua.
You added no value to his life whatsoever.
Not at all. And I doubt many people listening at home will take me up on it. But if they did, their lives would be enriched by it.
And then the moment you finish listening, Sheik died.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Felt terrible about it. Oh, actually, he is dead. The bassist.
Yeah, the bassist. But that was a couple of years ago.
When did I get into Sheik?
A question we all ask ourselves.
I'm going to have to look into
it. If Niles Rogers dies today, yeah. I'm blaming you. Oh, I'm out. That's it. We're going to have it out, sir.
That's my guilty
pleasure. We can have it out, sir.
Glove across the face.
It doesn't sound like you feel guilty about that pleasure at all.
You're right.
John.
Maybe that's not a guilty pleasure. Maybe that's just a thing I like. Yeah. That
you just
everyone
really
tells me
to
it's
talk
shit.
About aqua.
Yeah, yeah. I think spreading more people the good should give word. A go.
Mine is something that I know is shit. Like, I know it's shit when I'm watching it. But Gossip Girl, for me, it's so awful that I can't stop.
Can't look away.
And I rewatch it all once a year when I'm feeling like I don't deserve anything better.
Why is it so bad?
Self-modulation.
It's just terrible people.
Yeah, right. Doing terrible things
in with poorly written dialogue.
Oh, this sounds great.
And
this is my favourite.
Yeah, but it's like not quite bad enough to be good. So it's still guilty.
Great.
Three words, eight letters. Say it, and I'm yours.
it's Also, yeah, his accent as well is just like...
Three letters, eight words.
Yeah. Apparently he's done a sex crime now, though.
Yeah,
so
I heard about that.
Yeah. What a shame. They all do in the end, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, keep it light.
Comedy, okay.
My guiltiest pleasure is enjoying a man who has performed sex crime.
I had a WhatsApp group that was like the Ed Westwick group because
I'm not sure if this is libelous though. Can we say this?
There were allegations.
What's he going to do?
Made.
So he's going to listen to it.
Allegedly.
There were some allegations made, but yeah, it was called the Ed Westwick group, and then that those allegations came out, and we had to change the name of the group. It was a sad day, and it was all because my friend had slept with somebody on holiday that looked like I think a Turkish version. We were like, nah, and then she showed us a picture and he really did.
Oh wow. Yeah. That's a good get.
And then it was Ed Westwick's appreciation, and then we didn't appreciate him anymore.
Disappreciate.
Because I'd also have to pick TV if I've got to pick them. It's either He-Man or Doomsday Preppers. They're the two.
Don't know Doomsday Preppers.
Doomsday Preppers, mate.
Oh, I think it does what it says on the tin.
Absolutely
prepping for Doomsday.
Exactly how you think
it's one of those ones. It's made by the American. You know, in America, the National Geographic has just turned into an absolute shit show of a TV channel.
Has it? I thought it was all
so
nice stuff.
In Europe, they still make really legit stuff, but in America, they just make atrocious television now.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, so they just make awful like reality style TV now, basically, and. Doomsday Preppers is the jewel in their crown. It's just they go to a mad bloke's house. He's got an underground bunker.
Cool.
He shows them round. Usually it has a bit of shooting in it where they show off their guns. They show off their escape plan. There's a brilliant episode where this guy is acting all like hard. He then shoots his own finger off and starts crying. And it's in the episode. It's brilliant. So good. And...
They must have been so pleased when they caught that.
Oh, yeah. I bet they were. And the best thing is they have these prepper experts, right, at the end that give them a mark out of 10 for how good their prep is and how ready they are.
Surely a prepper expert is a prepper themselves.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Oh, okay.
Oh, I remember that one time there was a guy who was like, I just want to live by the stream. And they gave him like 1 out of 10 because they're like, you don't really have anything.
Yeah.
Just a man by some water.
There's nothing in your bag. There's nothing in the backpack, in your bug out bag.
It is the bug out bag. That's what it's called. It is utter trash and it's made so poorly and everybody in it is a horrible human being. And I bet they have to spend hours cutting out the bits where they say all the racist theories. Do you know what I mean? They have to edit their bits of dialogue down to next to nothing.
Based on what they do keep in, I'm like, Jesus Christ, what
they
got rid of.
What they're cutting out of that must be unbelievable.
Well, we have to go, we shoot the cat, and then we get out. And it's like, you don't need to shoot the cat.
It is just a thing of beauty. And it's all just like weird little gammony men for the most part who are like not tall enough or muscular enough to actually be policemen or anything like this. So they just sort of play pretend at being soldiers in their garden.
Some of them
and
have girlfriends that have been unwillingly convinced.
The sad wives on that show is unbelievable. Yeah. Just where they zoom into the family and the wife's just like,
like they're stacking tins.
I was going to say, like in a warehouse that has been built
just
with like toilet rolls and
believe
tin
his stupid like... hobby's got him on television. You know, I'm going to have to be seen to be near him on Doomsday Preppers. And it's so funny because they're like, they get that, at the end of the world, it's going to be an earthquake which will destroy everything. And he's ready with his bug out bag. Statistically, this will never happen. You know, it's kind of one of these, like they do the big dramatic thing and then they say, yeah, but that's bollocks. That would
yeah, we can't endorse this. Another thing.
Yeah, but it is, I mean, that's probably my biggest guilty pleasure. I think I've watched every episode of Doomsday Preppers.
Wow.
I love it.
Completed it.
Yeah, I've completed it.
Have you got a bug out bag?
I would be terrible in that sort of thing.
He's just going around shooting cats. Misunderstood the whole thing.
Shooting his own finger off.
That's right.
With a crossbow. His mate's there. He's naked. You don't know why.
I don't even like short walks in the forest. If I had to, if I actually had to like live in the forest, I think I'd live with a squirrel or something, make friends.
Right. Well, on that note.
Lads.
I don't know what's going on. Yeah, me and him. Stag do.
We've reached a wistful end to this episode, I think. Let's all contemplate our existence while I do the maths on the points. And while we're doing that, let's go around and talk about what we're doing, starting with Sam. When you're not doomsday prepping,
I wrote a load of musical EPs, which you can listen to. Everything I do online is under the Sam Rhodes Comedy Explosion banner. So you can listen to my 5 musical EPs. I did a psychedelic one, 80s pop one, death metal one and a grindcore one. They are two different styles, so just be aware of that.
Grindcore.
Drum and or bass.
Yes. And the fifth one is a country one. I spent ages playing the banjo because I'd never really got good at my banjo, so I sat down and played the banjo. So listen to those or watch my special on Next Up. So, yeah, that's my stuff.
Lulu, what are you doing with yourself?
Very simply, you can find me on Twitter at Lulu_PopperWell. And when the apocalypse is over, hopefully I'll put what I'm doing on there. And if you want to follow my dog on Instagram, she's at Dottie the Multipoo.
Oh, she's very worth following. Just don't touch her.
Fucking touch her.
Yeah, just don't touch her without permission. And Joz?
I'm at Joz Norris on Twitter and Facebook and things like that, or josnorris.co.uk. And sometimes I put things on there. There's and a film you can download from Go Faster Stripe. That's on there. And if you go to those, then you'll find other things that I'm up to. Thank you if you do.
Including your upcoming Choose Your Own Adventure Twitch show.
Yes, yeah. My new weekly Twitch stream. Where
with only one viewer, me.
Yeah.
But one of you will be wearing a cape.
Yeah.
Right, so we were really close on the scores, actually. Ooh. I know. Mm. So, Lulu and Sam, you were level on 25, but Joss has just stolen it with his... Basically, he got extra points because I agree with your view on Aqua.
So on 20, you're an Aqua fan!
On 27, you have romped to victory.
Yes. It feels many levels.
It is biased, yeah.
Oh,
I brought up sex offenders so much. Sorry.
Yeah. You didn't lose points for that, but you didn't gain many. Thanks for
they released an EP the other year.
Oh, my God, John.
Two sex offenders.
Yeah. All of them.
Like a charity record.
Yeah. They're a very seminal 70s punk band, the Sex Offenders. Come on.
The next Band-Aid's really not right. Yeah, everybody's now free to go.
Hooray.
Thanks.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. There will be a new episode with new competitors and new balls every Friday. If you like what you've heard, I've been Vix Layton, and this is Comedy Arcade. Please tell all your friends, rate the show, and hit subscribe. And if you didn't like it, I've been Jess Foster-Q, and this was Hoovering. Isn't food lovely?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.